we're going to hear the story of the school, which is making a submission to Kerry County Council's settlement plan for the Listowel Municipal District. This is Liselton National School, and its principal, Regina Walsh, she believes it should be easier for local people to get planning permission to build homes, and she says this is directly linked to pupil numbers in the school that are dropping. She told Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy that Liselton National School is currently a four-teacher school, but if pupil numbers continue to fall, they could lose a teacher.
We have 75 children attending the school, so we're on the cusp, really, of you have to have 75 for a four-teacher school. And year on year, our numbers are, well, they have reduced significantly in recent years. So our numbers enrolling now would have been around maybe 16 come starting. It's now down to maybe 10. It could be as low as 8. One particular year, next year, we're hoping to have about 10 enrolments. But it's a big reduction.
And when you had the years when 16 children were starting school in Liselton National School, how long ago was that?
Well, we would have had 5 teachers up to 2020. You know, so when I started teaching here too many years ago to mention, I had a class of 30 children in the one class that started in junior infants in the school. Now, it was a new school at the time, and I suppose it was attractive to families. But, I mean, that was many, many moons ago now. So things have deteriorated a lot since then.
And your concern is that if student numbers continue to drop, that you might lose a teacher and it'll go from a four to three-teacher school.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And like you see, I mean, I got an email about from the Listowel Municipal District Settlement Plan asking us that if we had concerns around the area of planning in the area, just that we could make a submission. And it said groups or association representing the interests of children are entitled to make a submission. So I thought, OK, we fall under that category. We're interested in children. We're interested in keeping our school vibrant and thriving. And we can't do that if we don't have numbers in the school. And like over the last number of weeks, over the last couple of months, we've heard, oh, this person, past pupil, didn't get planning permission. Another past pupil didn't get planning permission. So I have 7 people down here we know, past pupils, refused planning permission in the area. So if they're being refused planning permission, we won't have young families settling in the area, and we won't have children coming to the school, and we can't sustain that.
That's why the school is making a submission to the settlement plan for Listowel Municipal District. You're offering your suggestions, your views on the way planning is at the moment, because in your opinion, based on what you've heard, it's too restrictive.
Exactly. It seems to be, I mean, there's 3 of those people on the list are living on their own farms or land. I can't understand why people in housing crisis are not getting permission to build on their own lands, particularly young farmers. I mean, I don't understand it. And like, I know there's lots of reasons for population decline, I'm not saying, but in our area, I just, as we discuss here with our board of management and with the teachers, how can we keep the school open if people are not building and settling in the area? You know, we're like, we can't be looking for children outside of the area coming from towns, even though we do often get children, but you see rural schools advertising into town areas and things like that, but the towns are looking for their own numbers, you know, so everybody's fishing from the one pool as regards that.
Your concern would be that if this decline in pupil numbers continues, then the school might, not now, but potentially could face closure in decades.
In time to come. There was a thing about once-off housing, but to me, like, and I know people who settled in cities, once-off housing, like, is not a once-off family. A family living in a house in the countryside are supported by grandparents, by brothers and sisters living in the area, by friends, and there's lots of support there. Like, you could settle in a housing estate in the middle of Dublin City and you're a once-off house, you're a once-off family, because you don't know anybody around you, you don't have any relations, you don't have grandparents to call on. And like, so what's once-off? Like, to me, in a rural area, there's no once-off family because they're surrounded by family. And like, should we be thinking about families and vibrant communities? Are we thinking about blocks and mortar and water and all the rest? I know that there are concerns about that, but you know, I feel that a community here like Liselton National School, we have a beautiful school. We're building a beautiful AstroTurf. We've gotten funding for that. We're developing a biodiversity garden. It's a very healthy and wholesome environment to raise children. And why aren't we looking at those issues or what's more important? Like, you know, here in Liselton, we have the GAA, we have our local soccer, we have a very vibrant Ceoltas, won many, many awards. We had like the community games. So it's a vibrant, very supportive community and very wholesome community for children to grow up, rather than growing up in the middle of a city or a town. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages, but that's my view of where the children here are coming to our school, or is the type of environment they're growing up in. It's important for our society.
Is the school itself making a submission, or are you asking parents and guardians to make submissions as well?
Yeah, so we sent out on our Aladdin system a note to all the parents, alerting them to the opportunity and asking them if they felt that this is something they'd like to take part in to make their voices heard. And we as a school, because it was on our agenda for our next board of management meeting, so this has been on our minds for quite a bit. We had brought it up at a board of management meeting that we should make some representations to Kerry County Council about the situation in the area with past pupils not being able to attain planning permission, and therefore the knock-on effect to not having families coming to the school. You know, so that the school then was suffering as a result, and as a result, the community. So we were intending on doing something. We had made a proposal, we discussed about writing a letter in, raising our concerns, and then this email happened to come into my inbox from the Stowell Municipal District Settlement Plan, inviting submissions. So I thought, okay, we'll go ahead, we'll make a submission. We haven't done it yet, we have until May 15th to do that.
The policy, the shift there has been away from granting permission for one-off housing in rural areas would be, for example, there's an obvious problem, car dependency. And if you live in one-off homes, you need to be almost entirely reliant on your cars. And God knows, with everything going on at the moment with the energy crisis and the cost of fuel and the uncertainty in the Middle East, the argument would be that would not make a lot of sense to promote or to enable more one-off housing if that's going to only fuel more car dependency. There's also the costs involved with sewerage and water. The planning policy isn't against rural living per se, but they believe that rural living can be, people can live in rural towns, rural villages, or indeed in rural clusters. So it's not against people living in rural Ireland, but it is against one-off housing, which is costly, more costly to build, and it has people away from amenities, so they need to rely on their cars.
Yeah, you've raised a lot of points there, Tressa. Like, number one, the public transport, you couldn't say it's a top-class public transport, even in the towns and cities. It has improved somewhat, but nothing, like, people are reliant on their cars. So whether I am going a half a mile to my school or 2 miles to my school, I still have the car. There is no public transport. You're still using your car, whether you're a half mile from the school or 2 miles from the school.
Can you appreciate the argument that environmentally it's not a good idea to have one-off houses? It costs more to deliver electricity to those homes, and that the best idea is for people, if they want to live in rural areas, to live in clusters or to live in rural villages.
And they still have their cars. That's not going to eliminate cars. You know, even people who live within the environs of Liselton Village all have their cars. Unless there is some other way of getting around.
But I suppose you wouldn't use your car as often. So instead of driving your children to school, you could walk your children to school. Obviously,
you couldn't walk your children to school. And especially on a road like we are, there isn't a footpath, safe footpath for children to walk or cycle to school.
Yeah.
You have the environmental argument and you have the social argument, in that people are living in areas where they have support systems around them. And like, it's great here if we have a child that is sick and mammy's at work, she can call on her nana or granddad to come. And if you're in a city, you wouldn't have that. The other thing is we're in a housing crisis. Every day we're hearing about people having to build houses in their family's back garden as they're allowing for it. There is a housing crisis, and I can't understand how using your car and having a house actually compare. You have a house for your family. You have a roof over your head. You have security. You're in an area where you have a support structure, which is a healthy environment for a family. And yes, you have to use your car. But we have to weigh up the pros and cons of where we have to compromise and we have to give. We can't just look at environment and not look at the community and the family and the social structure of society. They can't be in opposition to one another, but we can't disregard one because we're just looking at the environment.
And your focus would be that the school in Liselton continues to thrive and continues to remain a very important fixture of the community and part of a lively, full and happy community.
Well, absolutely. And it is, as I say, it's a very supportive and wholesome environment for children to grow up in. And that to me is more important, because if we rear children in a society that they feel nurtured and valued, they will go on to create a society where people are nurtured and valued. Like, we have to have a long-term view. At the moment, we have people living in a case very close to my heart, living with their in-laws because they can't get permission to build a house. You have people living, they're in their 30s and they're living at home. And this family I know have two children they're living with their in-laws. They have no home. So, like, where are we? We have to size up the environmental impacts with the social impacts of what this is doing to families and what the housing crisis is doing to families. What is it doing to society? So we might have a very clean environment and no happy families living in it. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to weigh up. And to me, I think we're ignoring the social needs of society. We need to value our children and value the families. And if they are happy living in a site, in a once-off house, where they have family around them, support systems, nanas and granddads close by, they can call on for support, that's a far healthier environment for children to grow up in.
There you go. That's the concern that's expressed by Liselton principal of Liselton National School, Regina Walsh, talking to Tracy Murphy about the reasons why they're putting that submission in and the arguments being made. And look, what's your view on it? Is this something other schools are going to have to do to try and battle against maybe falling numbers? Demographics plays a big role as well on the whole scenario. Give us your thoughts. 0667123666. Concerns there about possibly losing a teacher down the line if action isn't taken now.